USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump spent part of his day in Washington, D.C. at FEMA headquarters getting an update on Hurricane Laura. The president will also be speaking tonight at the Republican National Convention. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells CBS News what he'd like to hear from the president.
Well, I hope he starts with Kenosha and the hurricane. These are two major incidents or issues that are overwhelming good people throughout this country, and our focus and our attention is there.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says his state took a massive hit from Hurricane Laura.
I'm not going to bubble wrap it. We took it full in the face.
The Republican senator speaking there on Fox News, at least four people have died in Louisiana from the storm. The storm continuing on landfall has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, facing pressure to denounce ongoing rioting and looting in Wisconsin, condemned violence sparked by the police-involved shooting of Jacob Black this week.
I condemn violence in any form, whether it's looting or whatever it is.
Biden, continuing on MSNBC, says all the violence and looting is taking away from the peaceful protests.
That's what's being seen now, and it has to stop.
The FBI says they've captured one of the 10 most wanted fugitives. They caught Yasser Saeed in Justin, Texas, 6 years after he was placed on their most wanted list. Saeed is the Egyptian-born cab driver accused in the 2008 honor killing of his two daughters. Saeed reportedly murdered his own girls because they were dating non-Muslim boys. Hurricane Laura, also the cause of a chemical fire in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Officials are telling people in the area to stay home. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are countless decisions to be made while rolling through the supermarket aisles, not the least of which is whether to buy organic or not. But are organic foods versus non-organic foods really better for you, and do they really contain less pesticides? James Rogers, Director of Food Safety and Research Testing for Consumer Reports, tells ABC's Good Morning America.
The good news in our findings were that about 50% of the non-organic produce that was tested actually tested at low risk.
Rogers does say, though, some work needs to be done regarding which pesticides are used on fruits and vegetables that are harmful to people.
There are a number of toxic pesticides that have been associated with neurological problems, with certain types of cancer, and with endocrine disruptions.
TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer has resigned amid U.S. pressure for its Chinese owner to sell the popular video game app, which the White House says is a security risk. Mayer says his decision to leave the company comes after the political environment has sharply changed. His resignation comes after President Trump ordered a ban on TikTok, citing security risks of the company, unless the parent company sells its U.S. operations to an American company within 90 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.